decentralised jobs, particularly from the Department of Social Welfare throughout Donegal, Sligo, Longford and other counties, which dates back to 1988 and 2004 respectively. So what's emerged is that the office that's based in Sligo, the information section within that, which is effectively 32 positions, is being re-centralised back to Dublin. Now, that's not to say those individuals are going to lose their job. They're not. What they tell us is that they will be redeployed to existing vacancies or future vacancies within the system. But our issue with this is obviously it's a very, very dangerous precedent. On one level, we have the government touring the country for weekly photo calls and empty announcements. They're expecting IDA and Enterprise Ireland plus individual businesses themselves to create jobs while they themselves are re-centralising back to Dublin, where, as we've seen with housing and other issues, Dublin is beyond capacity.
Do you see this as the thin edge of the wedge?
That's certainly my concern. I think I'd like to see more decentralisation rather than less. And I think that it certainly seems to be a change of government policy, and I think we all have to be vigilant about the internal changes that are going on within departments, because it obviously has repercussions for counties like Donegal and those here in the Northwest.